بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Muhammad bin Isa, who was fortunate enough to see Ziyarat Imam, is a man of the 12th Imam. This event of him seeing the Imam is narrated in the book Barul Anwar, volume 52. This book is written by Allama Mujlisi, and the film is made according to the narration.
دل دکھائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے محفلیں جمائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے بام و در سجائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے ہم منائیں گے جب
ہیلپر
ان بارین دیر واز اے کنگ رولر whose منسٹر واز نسیبی گریٹ اینمی آف دا شیئس ہی واز اے ریسسٹ. The minister tried as much as possible always to make the king go against the Shias. He always tried to make the king think badly about the Shias.
سب ہی مار کھائیں گے
The minister had another plot he brought before the king of pomegranate and said to the king,
Salam alaikum. Good morning. Look at this pomegranate, my king. By this God has made it apparent by his nature. See what is written on it. You are seeing it before you. It is exactly correct. It is exactly correct.
Besides the Kalma were those name engraved on it which the Shias did not accept. The king gave order that the big Shia leaders should be summoned.
What does the king want with us?
I don't know, but I hope it is all for the good.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Hosiers, I have called you to see the pomegranate. You see this pomegranate? My minister has brought this pomegranate to me. You always gave answers to my minister, and I always took your side. Now if you do not give me an answer, I will not only not help you, rather I'll cut your heads.
O king, give us 3 days and we shall bring you an answer.
Get out of my sight.
What will happen now?
God will do good. He will help us, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Both left the palace worried and confused, and went to the mosque, where all other Shias were sitting. They started telling the other Shia what happened, and what we should do. They thought, and thought, and came to the conclusion and selected 70 most pious worshippers of the Shia, and the out of the 70 selected 10 most pious from them, and out of those 10 they eventually selected 3 most pious and virtuous worshipper.
We must try our extreme best. What do you see?
Yes, you are exactly correct. We must try our utmost best. We must make a very great effort, pray, recite, do a supplication. All 3 of you, one on each night, go, worship, pray, recite supplication for ziyarat of Imami's mana, and inshallah see Imami's mana.
On the first night, one of pious men went into the desert, prayed all night, recited ziyarat, but nothing happened. The second night, the second pious person went and prayed, recited ziyarat deeply to Imami's mana, and nothing happened. On the third night, Isubarani went, prayed, cried and kept calling his Lord Imami's mana, kept reciting ziyarat. Suddenly in the silent night he heard some footsteps.
Ibn Isa, what do you want?
Oh, servant of God, what do you want of me? I am calling my Lord, my Imam Zamana.
Imam Zamana said,
Ibn Isa, I am your Imam.
If you are my Imam Zamana, that you should know what I want.
Ibn Isa, you have come to me to find out about the pomegranate of the minister.
Imam Zamana said,
Ibn Isa, go to the king and tell him that I have bought the answer. If the king asks what is the answer, then you say to the king that the answer is in the minister's house. If the minister wishes to go to his house before you don't, let him go. And tell him, because if the minister goes to his house, then we have no answer. When you enter the minister's house, there are some stairs. Go up the man when the stairs finish, on the right hand side there is a room. When you enter the room on the shelf, there is a small white bag, and in the white bag there will be an earth-molded pot, and within this molded pot these words would be seen engraved. When the pomegranate was small, the minister had tightly closed the pomegranate in the mold. When the pomegranate grew big, the words got imprinted on it. When the pomegranate was ripe enough, the minister took the pomegranate to the king.
I am very thankful to you. You have showered us with mercy. You favored us by giving us the answer. Our life be sacrificed for you. But Mola, one question. This answer that you have given to me, why did you not give us on the first night or the second night? Oh Mola, we have been waiting for you for 3 nights, waiting for you, hoping to be fortunate to see you. But you did not come. What was the reason, Mola?
Ibn Isa, because you in the court of the king asked for 3 days to get the answer. By God, if you had called me there in the court of the king, Ya Imam, help us, I would have given you the answer at once before the minister. Ibn Isa, wherever you are and whatever difficulty you are in, just call me, and I will help you. tell my Shias that in whatever difficulty they get involved in, just call me, and I will help them.
Hello friends, I have brought the answer. I will tell you in the court of the king. Mola has given me the answer. Thanks of God. Okay, I have brought the answer. But the answer is in your minister's house.
O king, if you are coming to my house, give me permission.
Okay, if the minister goes to his house before us, then I will not have an answer.
To go and set and tidy the house.
Let's go.
They reached the door of the house. Muhammad ibn Isa went up the stairs and was going, as though he has been in this house before. On the right-hand side of the stairs there was a room. He opened the door, and there on the shelf was a white bag. Isa Barani opened the white bag and took out the earth-molded pots.
O king, see, in the pots the minister had engraved these words, and when the pomegranate was small, he tied the pomegranate in it. As it grew, the words got imprinted on it.
Where did you get such an answer?
Our Imam is Zamana, who is Imam of Universe.
Our helper is Imam Zamana.
Yes, this is correct.
Imam Zamana told me.
Let's go.
Let's go.
حال غم سنائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے زخم دل دکھائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے محفلیں جمائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے بام و در سجائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے جشن ہم منائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے زخم ہے ابھی تازہ مکہ اور مدینہ کے شام کو پکل وہ بلا ہم بھلا نہیں سکتے از سقی پتائی دم غیر سے نہیں پہنچے جتنے دکھ اٹھائے ہیں ہم نے کلمہ گویوں سے ایک ایک چکائیں گے ایک ایک چکائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے شک ہے جن کو اللہ کے عدل اور عدالت پر منصب نبوت پر سیدہ کی سمت پر مرتضیٰ کی احمد سے متصل نیابت پر جن کو شک ہے بارہ پر بارہویں کی غیبت پر سب ہی مار کھائیں گے जब मां